Now to a technological revolution that's convulsing the music industry. Music's increasingly becoming available in good quality over the internet, and the technology is there to download and store your favorite song or CD. This has massive implications for the whole business. Bands no longer have to wait for that elusive record contract to get their music heard. Record shops are no longer the only place you can buy a CD, and consumers can now compile their own CD in their own home. But caught up in this rapidly moving process is a mass of illegal music piracy. There are also big question marks over the future relevance of the way major record companies currently deliver their music. Bronwyn Adcock reports.
The website's been up and running for about 3 months, and we've had nearly 800 people check it out so far. We're going to develop it a hell of a lot more, and hopefully just it'll be great just to sort of like record music and sell it through the internet and not have to do live gigs.
Klaus is from Liquid Noose, a Sydney band that's part of a new and growing genre of musicians. They don't have a record contract and for now are not that interested in getting one. They download their music onto the internet, and if people like what they hear, they can order a CD from the band directly. In the last month, Liquid Noose has sold 100 CDs around the world via the internet. Advances in technology that allows music to be downloaded in good quality has led to a proliferation of music on the internet. The form of technology that currently holds market share is called MPEG, or MP3. And if you believe what the company, MP3.com, attaches to their website, it's not just about technology, but a philosophy.
It is an anarchistic, grassroots, but high-tech system of spreading music. The idea that creating, copying, and distributing music may be as unrestricted as breathing air, plucking a blade of grass, or basking in the rays of the sun.
It's not all about free music, though. It's also about a different way of retailing. Chaos Music Market, or CMM, is an Australian company that operates as an online music retailer. They offer an international distribution outlet via the internet for any band that wants to put their music on their site. CMM takes a cut of the final CD sale. According to General Manager Victoria Deutsch, it's a way of the future.
Ultimately, there'll be full digital download of music over the internet so that you'll be able to go in and buy the full album, you'll be able to download the full album, you'll probably be able to download related video clips and graphical material.
Is the technology there for complete digital download yet?
Once CD burners become a standard component in computers, there'll be portability, so you'll be able to download a track, burn it to your CDR, and put it in the car or take it upstairs to your stereo. At the moment, not a lot of the market have CD burners, so when they're downloading a track, they're kind of limited to playing it on their computer.
While CMM only operates legally, the technology has paved the way for a proliferation of illegal music piracy over the internet. Take as one example a well-known band like U2. A search on just one online music site brings up 415 U2 songs all ready to download. Most of these are from unsanctioned websites and are free, so the record company and the artist receive no royalties. The Australian Record Industry Association, ARIA, recently completed a study of sound recording infringements on the web and found 2,000 infringing sites, sites that spawned countless mirror and clone sites. Michael Speck, the manager of anti-piracy operations at ARIA.
Our concern in relation to internet piracy is this, that it's an emerging technology, it hasn't reached its full potential. Commercial operators and infringers are starting to recognise the potential of the technology, and it's only a matter of time before it is a serious issue.
What is the feeling within the recording industry at the moment? Is there a great deal of concern?
The general feeling is that it's only a matter of time before the internet does one of two things, creates serious enforcement issues or becomes a completely new form of music delivery.
While big record companies ponder their future role and relevance, bands like Liquid Noose revel in their artistic freedom.
The thing is, a friend of mine has been signed to a record label, and she said to me, look, the worst thing about being signed is that you could write 20 great songs and the label will say, well, they're all crap, redo them, and wear this, do this. I'm not into that. I just want to write what I want to write and let people hear the music that is straight from me.
Liquid Noose and the band's Klaus was talking to Bronwyn Adcock.